Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
New York State has the most cases of that pediatric inflammatory syndrome, which may have a link to COVID-19. The governor remains concerned, and the city is launching a public awareness campaign, as Glenn Schuck reports from Midtown this morning. Glenn?
Health officials, in fact, from the federal government are preparing an alert for doctors around the country to be on the lookout for conditions affecting children similar to Kawasaki disease. It causes inflammation in various parts of the body, including the heart. At least three children have died from it here in New York. There are 102 cases. Here's the governor.
It is frightening because the one good news, right, was that children wouldn't be affected by COVID. And now we see these cases.
Now, the New York State Department of Health being proactive, hosting a statewide webinar on this today. And New York City's launched an ad campaign to educate parents to look for symptoms. And Bill de Blasio says this is all why we need to take it slow when it comes to reopening.
We're being very rigorous here. We are not going to reopen anything until we prove by real data that we've made enough progress to do it safely. And then we're going to do it in small, careful steps and smart steps.
Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds in Midtown.